I'll never forget January the 25th, 1995. It was about 5 a.m. when the phone rang and woke me up. It was Julie, the wife of my best friend, Scott. The police had just come to her door and told her that Scott had been killed in a small plane crash. There had been a malfunction in the plane. He was 34 years old, a father of three small children under seven. In the weeks that followed, I was overwhelmed with a grief that I'd never known before. As a private pilot myself, I began to wonder if maybe I should stop flying. Maybe it was too risky. I had a wife and two children. But it was just 11 weeks later I was sitting in my office at 9:02 a.m. on April the 19th, just 9 blocks north of the Murrah Building, when a bomb exploded. 168 people died, many while sitting at their desk working in downtown Oklahoma City. They certainly weren't doing anything risky, but now they were gone too. I have come since to realize that we do not get to choose how we will die, only how we will live. So don't be afraid of death. Instead, choose to fly today. That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.